Next patient is John Clark. The last name is C-L-A-R-K. 83-year-old male following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3A and minimal proteinuria. The patient is here today with a laboratory workup that is as follows. Serum creatinine 1.3, the BUN is 38, and the estimated GFR is 51.2. The protein creatinine ratio is consistent with the 165 milligrams per gram of creatinine. During the next assessment, we're going to use the albumin creatinine ratio in order to evaluate microproteinuria, period. Following number hyperkalemia, the serum potassium is 5.4. The patient was stressed about the need to stay away from a potassium-rich foods, specifically potatoes, tomatoes, bananas, oranges. Following number atherosclerotic heart disease, the patient switched cardiologists. He is going to winter heaven. He had a stent placement, as we recall from the last note, and he was placed on Plavix that he has been taking on regular basis. However, he is not on aspirin. I encourage the patient to discuss this with his new cardiologist. Period. The patient was evaluated by the cardiologist the last of April. Period. Following number, diabetes mellitus, that is under fair control. The hemoglobin A1C is 6.6. In this particular moment, the patient is complaining of significant amount of diarrhea that is most likely associated to the administration of metformin, 1,000 milligrams POBID. It's a major concern for me to stop the use of the metformin. And I explained to Mr. Clark that if the metformin is stopped completely, we have to switch him to a different medication. I will be attentive to his phone call. He wants to try the metformin 1,000 milligrams, monitor the blood sugar, and report to us, which is okay with me. Following number, the patient has a history of proteinuria. The excretion of protein is below 200 milligrams per gram of creatinine, which is satisfactory. Next time, we'll do the microproteinuria and selective proteinuria evaluation. Following number, benign prostatic hyperplasia that is under control. Following number, hyperlipidemia under control. Following number, essential hypertension that is under control. Of note is that during the process of having cardiac symptoms, the patient had atrial fibrillation. After the PCI that was done, and the fibrillation disappeared. And for that reason, he is not anticoagulated. Evaluation in 6 months with laboratory workup.